to Captain John Fowler. Bristol, August the 20th, 1752, to Captain John Fowler. We continue the command of our Snow Molly, and order you to embrace first fair wind or fair weather and sail for Angola on the coast of Africa. If trade is opened at Cape Bendo with the natives, that will be the best place to barter your cargo and make your purchase of Negroes. Just where you can purchase the best slaves and have them quick, only observe that it is our desire you purchase at least 2/3 of them male slaves. Always prefer good, healthy men and men boys. Although the purchase may exceed others, yet they will vend best at whatever markets they are disposed of. As the cargo is large, amounting to £2,843.14.18, we expect you to purchase more Negroes. When fully slaved, or done all you can with the cargo, sail for America and touch St. Christopher's, where you will find our orders in the hands of Mr. James Smith, or perhaps some other person. If you should be fortunate to meet a quick dispatch and miss your orders at St. Christopher's, and it should not be a proper season of the year to go to Maryland, then you may proceed to Jamaica and deliver the cargo of Negroes to Messrs. Bright, Watley, Myler and Hall. Whenever you deliver your cargo of Negroes, they to whom you doth deliver them must pay your commission. All these Negroes must be marked. Equal proportion of the mortality. Pray see your slaves are used with great lenity and humanity and not abided by any of your ship's company, and that a strict watch be kept night and day to prevent their rising. If it is possible, do not let the Negroes come on deck in a great manner. Let their sweat be very well dried off them with a cloth. If any are sick, let the doctor do his utmost for their recovery. All the success of the voyage depends on your prudence and frugality. We expect you will esteem our interest equal to your own. We recommend you to the divine protection, most heartily wishing you a safe and prosperous voyage. We remain your friends and owners, Richard Moyles, John Fowler, Ames, Henry West, Causley Rogers and Son.